Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you at Grace Bible Church today. And our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Acts chapter 18, which is the conclusion of Paul's second missionary journey. And we read in verse 1, "After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome." The Jewish people have been constantly throughout the centuries been pushed out, shoved out, told to leave because they are the people of God, and these nations are influenced, of course, by Satan. "And he came unto them, and because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, for their occupations they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timothy were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was Christ. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment and said unto them, Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From henceforth I will go unto the Gentiles." You know, Paul had a tremendous burden for the Jewish people. And he sought everywhere he went to reach the Jews. But they use this phrase, they opposed themselves. You know, that's the greatest battle that we face today when it comes to evangelism, is people opposing themselves. They don't want to hear the fact that they are lost sinners. They don't want to hear that they need a Savior. And so in that action, they are opposing themselves. And Paul was pressed in the Spirit to continue to reach out to them. Continue to reach out to them. Folks, we're going to be discouraged in our witnessing. There are going to be times in which we say, we just don't seem to be getting anywhere with this individual that we've been praying for and reaching out to, and they seem to be opposing themselves. Continue to reach out. Now, Paul does say, "Lo, I turn to the Gentiles." But he never stopped caring and never stopped reaching out to the Jewish people. And we have to understand that in the times that we live, there are people that are so religious that they oppose themselves. They don't see themselves as needing, because I've got everything I'm supposed to have except the person of Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you today, as we gather around God's Word, that you soak in as much of the Word of God as you can, so that you can go out and be a witness and testimony to those who do oppose themselves. Be pressed in the Spirit. In other words, continue to go forth for God and be a faithful witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter the response that you may receive. Be faithful in being a witness for Christ.